If you want to put your homeschooling skills to good use and make a great income too, listen to today's Preschool All-Stars story. Christy Mitchell spent the last 18 years homeschooling her four kids. When the last one left for college, she started teaching ESL online to kids in China. Her 4 a.m. class times were not ideal, and when the company cut their teachers' pay by 40%, Christy decided she needed to find another way to utilize her talents. Listen in to discover how you can put your homeschooling skills to good use, too. As mothers who need to add money to the family budget, we thought we only had two options. Get a job and put our kids in daycare, or start a home daycare. But what if there was a third option, a better way that would allow you to create a consistent income and make a difference in children's lives while still staying home with your kids? I'm Joy Anderson, and this is the Preschool All-Stars podcast, where I'm going to share exactly how myself and thousands of other moms have created successful preschools so you can do the same. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Preschool All-Stars podcast. I'm Bethany Johnson, and I'm joined today by Christy Mitchell. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm excited to speak with you today. I always like to get a little backstory of what you were doing and why you decided to start your own preschool. So what was going on before you decided to embark on your journey?
Well, I was an ESL teacher. And if you know anything about that, those are tough hours.
Were you in the school district?
I was not. I homeschooled our four children for 18 years.
Wow.
And yeah, so in 2020, our baby graduated from homeschooling, and I knew that I had to find something to do. That's all I had done for the last 18 years was stayed home with our kids and homeschooled them. And I was a little concerned that I might get a little sad when she...
Sinister.
Yes, yes. So I did start in March of 2020 with teaching the Chinese children through ESL, you know, a Chinese company. Mm-hmm. And did that until December. But starting late summer last year, early fall, things began to change in the ESL community.
I heard.
And yeah, it was not going too well. It wasn't looking too good. The company I personally worked for, docked our pay about 40%.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Overnight. And you know, honestly, when you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah. And you get your pay docked that much, you start thinking about maybe what else is out there for you.
Totally.
So it was around that exact same time that Joy's book came across my feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I can do that.
Awesome.
So that's how it all started. I bought her book and read it on vacation in Florida, come home and got to work.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. So how long was it from seeing that ad to opening your preschool? How many weeks, months was that process?
Not long. I bought the book and it didn't actually arrive before we left for vacation. So I had the PDF version. So I read that, most all of it sitting on the beach, getting excited. I know, right? Best place to read a book. Came home and it was in the mail. So finished reading it. And I've never read a book that had so much good information. Most books you buy like that are more self-promotion.
Right.
Every page she had chock full of information, good information. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I can do this. I mean, I've homeschooled. I've taught these little kids across the computer. It was like every step was leading to being prepared to do, and I chose online because I'm not able to do it in my home right now.
Okay.
My husband works from home, so that might be a little conflict of interest.
Mine does too. He just pulls up upstairs the whole day.
yeah. Little ones tend to get a little noisy, but yeah. I loved the idea of online because I had been doing that for almost a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So that was October.
Okay.
When I first put a feeler out there on social media, I had a local homeschool mom contact me and she said, "Hey, are you going to do a homeschool class?" And I said, I had thought of that, but maybe on in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when you do, let me know. I'll be the first to sign up. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. Well, about a week later, she contacted me again. "You decided to do that class yet?" No. Needless to say, she kept asking. And okay. I thought, you know what?
Why not?
If you're that anxious to give me money,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually started in November with a homeschool enrichment class with a couple homeschool girls and then started preschool January 10th.
Oh, awesome. How old are is the homeschool enrichment class?
The two I have right now are 8 and 11. I haven't really pushed that side of it because I wanted to get comfortable with that first.
Yeah.
But we're having a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, that does sound fun. So what kind of stuff do you do in the homeschool enrichment class? We'll start with that.
I'll tell you what, I did what the curriculum that I used with my kids from the time we started when they were little until they got to be about 10 or 11, 12 years old, it is a curriculum that uses just really good children's literature books, and you choose a book a week and you take your lessons from that book. Where did the book take place? You know, geography, history, science.
Okay.
So and we loved it, and it created the best memories, and I knew I really couldn't teach math or science.
Okay, so it's like literature-based.
Yes, literature-based.
Pulling in geography and, yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you can pull in with. I love that idea of just getting a book and then diving into using all the things that you can from that book. That's great.
Well, yes, and it helps them get more interested in reading. Yeah. And like this week we have started, next week we're doing Olympics. I mean, there's so much you can do. There's books out there and so many lessons on the Olympics. So we're just having a great time with that class.
That sounds super fun. Okay, and then you just started your preschool class.
Mm-hmm. On January 10th, yes.
And how's that going?
It is going, oh my gosh, fabulous.
Yay.
Those babies. I wish I could jump through the screen and just pinch their little cheeks off. They're so precious.
I know it. I love that. That's so awesome. How many kids do you have for that?
We have 6.
Nice. And how did you find those families? Did you do the Founding Family script?
Yep. Just from that, the Founding Family script. And just every now and then I'll share something we're doing, or I didn't really push, again, like with the homeschool class, after the Founding Family script, I didn't really push it a whole lot because I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure, you know, what I was doing yet. Mm-hmm. So I was going to fake it till I make it.
but
it didn't take long because it's wonderful. But so I got 5.
Okay.
Pretty much from October to December, well, pretty much right away, but then one joined a week before we started.
Nice.
So I wound up with 6. Yeah.
And are they all local to your area, or are they all over the country?
No, they're pretty local. I mean, one's an hour down the road, but yeah, they're all right here so far.
Okay.
But
and all of that was from the Founding Family mostly?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
So
the 5 of the 6 were, yeah.
Did you find that a lot of people shared it?
I think just where I've been known as a homeschooler for mm-hmm. 2 decades,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and stuff. So
did you were you a part of like homeschool groups, co-op groups?
Here and there.
Yeah. Okay.
But a lot online. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you're just a few weeks in now and you have one class. What mm-hmm. how often does it meet and for how long?
We meet live on Tuesdays and Thursdays for, it is supposed to be 30 minutes, but I'm finding that we're going to about 45 just because we're having so much fun.
Yep.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays, twice a week.
Mm-hmm. And then I do pre-recorded on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. you're pre-recorded, is that like the teaching time? So you have like a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a special niche for the preschool as well?
Well, I do pick a book a week and kind of try to go off of that.
Okay.
It's a little bit, not more difficult, but we get into so many different things that it doesn't all relate back to the book. Mm-hmm. But I still want to get them exposed to good children's literature books.
Yeah.
So, you know, for instance, this week I chose Goodnight Moon
mm-hmm.
because we're learning the letter M.
Okay.
So it went with it very well. So
Okay, and so what type of things did you do that went with that book?
Well, really, we have there was also a curriculum that I used with my children
Okay.
to learn how to write their letters. So I found an online version of that,
Okay.
and we build our letters with pieces, and then we talk about the sound and we look for things around our house that begin with that sound. The two letters I started with, and I did not go in order A, B, C, D. We did start with A because three of our six kids, their names start with A.
Nice. Yep.
And then two start with M, so we moved on to M.
Perfect.
Just making it important to them,
Yeah, absolutely. That is so important. Making it important to them. I love that.
That's what they get excited about, their name, right?
Yeah,
So that's why
absolutely.
we started with those.
Yeah, I love it. Do you send out a welcome packet or any sort of supply packet?
I did this time for my founding families, but what I found was, just as I have found many, many times throughout this process, just listen to Joy and do what Joy says. Because many times I tried to do things my way and I thought, oh no, I've got a better idea. Don't do that.
My gosh, I've done the same thing and I always go back. I'm like, why didn't I just listen to Joy on this? And I always change it back. Yeah.
That's the biggest piece of advice I can give you, is just do what Joy says. Because I did do it, I did not charge any kind of registration fee. I just thought, oh, I'll just do it as a gift for my little founding families. And it wound up costing me a lot of money. A
Yeah,
lot of money.
definitely.
Yeah,
So
but
when do
you
you forward
learn.
that?
I'm sorry?
So when new families register, what do you? How are you going to do that? Are you adding a registration fee?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I average probably about, it doesn't sound like a lot, about $25 of a child
Okay.
by the time I mailed it to. But when you multiply that by six, that tends to add
Yeah.
up. So
Yeah.
yeah, there'll be a registration fee from here on out, but you live and learn. So
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. And so you're going to add the registration fee but still send the welcome thing?
yes,
So
and
sold
we,
in.
yeah,
It's awesome.
it was so special to them. They were so excited to get something in the mail for them.
Yep.
And we don't use a lot of it. It was more just, hey, welcome to preschool, but we use our little weather buddies every day, and
Weather buddies. I
our
was just about
little,
a weather buddy. I'm totally going to make those. They
yes, our little writing boards, they get them out every day, whether I have mine or not. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking for I'm always asking people what they're putting in their things because I'm getting ready to launch my online preschool again and I really want to do a welcome packet.
Yeah, I've started keeping a list on my phone because I thought, oh, this would have been really good to put in one. It's, just finding your way and learning as you go. So I have a list. It'll be different next time, of stuff we use more often.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what's your next are you still advertising for this class or is this class closed? And then if more people sign up, you're going to start another class.
Oh, never closed. Bring
Never.
them on.
Nice.
No, I would actually. I just got a message today about someone who's interested. So I think I would like to cap my classes at six because it's fun, but it's getting a little busy, a
Yeah.
little noisy because we don't really do well with the mute button. So if I get more, I will start a second one and just build that one up.
Okay. So you have two pre-recorded and then the other one, do you go over what you did in your pre-recorded or is it are you playing games? What are you doing in the live class?
We are basically we're I will review what I did in the pre-recorded, but it's a constant review. No matter if it's live or pre-recorded, I'm constantly reviewing and going over what we did learn and then adding a little bit.
Yep.
What I have found that I'm loving right now that's working really well is we'll start out with our hello song and how are we feeling today and calendar time and all that, singing the days of the week or the months. But then I do a little section in the middle of learning. We've been learning about winter and polar animals and that kind of stuff for a few minutes. And then we'll go into the closing. And so we just kind of review that every day, the letters and stuff like that.
I like that, the two pre-recorded and the two live. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do mine because I did four lives last year when I was doing it. And it was just a lot because I still have the local preschool. So mm-hmm. I'm really like, because I set my online preschool up in like a week last time, you know, and now I'm like, okay, I'm going to start it up again, but I really want to make it so it works for me and it works for my schedule. And I don't want to stress myself out. So I like the two pre-recorded and two lives. Is that working well?
I do like the live classes better just because we can be silly and totally. We can interact, but I didn't want to be tied to my home every single day.
Exactly.
I have to have time to go and do. And so, you know, I would like it to be live every day, but it's just not feasible if I'm not home every day. So.
Exactly. I also like the live, like I like interacting with them. And even when I did the two teaching times and the two preschool paths. So for two of the classes, they were still on mute, but I could still see them. And if I could see they were getting antsy, then I'm like, okay, let's get up and do a song. You know, I was still able to gauge what was going on. And when I only did pre-recording when I like had a doctor's appointment or something, and I just didn't feel it. Like, you know, I didn't even know if they were watching them half the time, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think mine are because I'll ask them questions, you know, and they tend to answer them, but we didn't do real well with the mute button. One of my students are actually two students, they're brothers.
Okay.
But now for now, I've only chosen to charge just one for the family.
Are they on the computer?
Yeah. And it's dad that's with them, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. However, it's a little hard, the mute and the unmute all the time, constantly.
And do you, what platform do you use? Are you using Zoom?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish that we could, like Zoom had it so we could unmute it. Why do they not have that?
Yes. That would be perfect because then I would do it.
Yeah.
But dad's always walking around. And the kids can't do it. So we tried it, but right now we're just staying unmuted.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I feel like I should write into Zoom and be like, listen, you got a whole bunch of people trying to do online preschool on your platform and you need to give the teacher the opportunity to unmute these kids. I know some people use like a little sign and it has a mute button and they hold that up. But I also found it difficult with
the maybe, you know, maybe.
And then I kept them all unmuted.
Yeah, maybe we didn't try it long enough, but it just wasn't, you know, I couldn't interact with them as well. Yeah. So what I do now is I try to, okay, let's give, you know, so-and-so a turn. And that teaches them too, because once they do go to school, they're going to have to learn to take turns. No mute button
in person,
No mute button, unfortunately.
And what do you charge for your class, for your online class?
For these eight, actually, including the homeschoolers, it's the $47 a month.
Okay.
But I stopped
at founding family, right?
Founding families.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is it going to be going forward?
It's right now $67. Okay. Being a former homeschool mom, knowing I have my two homeschool girls, but I also, of my preschoolers, about half of them are homeschooled also. Well, will be.
Yeah.
And I know what that's like, being usually a single income family.
Yeah.
So I've decided to go to 67 simply because honestly, you get the Spanish classes too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting two classes for one. That's still a really great deal.
Yeah.
But I have moved it up to that because I wind up spending most of it anyway on stuff I buy for my class.
Oh, that's the teacher's point, to spending all their money on school supplies.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the Spanish class. You do that through the hub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep. Tell me a little about that, because everyone's talking about that and I'm still trying to set up my hub stuff for when I start, because I will be using it when I start that. So with the Spanish class, is that a whole... how long is it, first of all?
You know what? I have looked at of a few of the lessons, and they're not very long. Actually, my preschool classes wind up being longer, but I just leave it there for them to do on their own time. I encourage them, but I really don't know if they're using it or not. Right. I probably need to remind
them.
You're
offering it, and that's why you can offer, you know, you can...
Right.
You can offer that for a higher price. So that's just like in their dashboard. They have that Spanish lesson, and everyone who has the hub has access to that. So everyone who has the hub can now offer Spanish lessons.
Yep.
So cool.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. That's such a cool thing to offer. I love it. So
especially for homeschoolers, you get two classes for the price of one.
Yeah. That's great. It's such a great idea. And it's such a awesome partnership to offer in the hub, because it just gives us another tool to advertise for our
Absolutely. Program. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, so are you to get more families, are you gonna like do are you gonna do another founding family type post, or are you gonna put do ads? Have you done any Facebook ads or
I have not. I have some of my parents that just take random pictures and post on their Facebook wall, and I've asked them to always tag me in them and make them public. That's the best advertising I
Yes,
have
absolutely.
found. And I get inquiries. I feel like when a new semester starts, it will really pick up. But right now, I just let word of mouth. About once a week or once every couple weeks, I'll share what we've been learning. And, if I have any pictures or anything, just doing it that way gently. And it's working because people keep asking questions. So I now feel comfortable with what I'm doing and feel like I can increase it now. So I'll probably be doing more.
You can always do like a little promo vid too that just shows like clips of you teaching. I did that and it worked very nicely because then I was able to just kind of post it on Facebook moms groups or whatever.
Oh,
Here's
yeah, that would be a great idea.
Okay, so what would be your next plans, your next big plans for your preschool? Now that you got it up and running, you got students, you got one class. What would be your like 5-year goal for this business?
Oh, my goodness.
Not to put
No,
you
I
on
mean, yep, I have thought of it. What I would like to do is eventually where we have our kids are all in college. Well, one is out, one has graduated, and we have three in college. So I know that we're moving into a new season of life. Hopefully soon we'll have grandchildren at some point. None of them are married yet, so but I know that that's coming. So honestly, what I would really like to do is get this up off the ground, and I would like to, while I love the lives, I would like to be able to offer in the future all recorded, pre-recorded, if that's something people want. And that way it's always there. It's always a product, in my hub for someone to purchase. And I don't have to add to my workload. So I can have the freedom. Now that'll take a while. It'll take a lot of recording and a lot of planning, but that's the long-term goal.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, if you have like like 2 years really of lessons recorded, and you just keep using those 2 years, right? Just like keep speaking every other year. Totally.
Yeah.
So
And
do
I
you,
see that
I'm trying to
this
think
first
of,
year is a lot of buying the things that I'm using. So I don't foresee this first year making a whole lot because I keep spending it, but then I'll always have that.
Yeah, totally. So these are your startup costs, and you won't have them next year. And as you go, it'll just get easier and easier. Totally. Yeah. And I like that idea too of how just having like I have a whole year's worth pretty much of in my Google Drive of like, because I recorded all my live lessons, but I was like talking to the kids in them, you know. And so, but now going forward, when I record them, like I'm going to pick, you know, picture in my head, like, no, I want to be using this for next year. So what do I need to do to make it next year? So maybe that would mean like, do you go over like the date or anything, any calendar type stuff?
We do.
You do?
We do.
I'm
So there
trying
will
to think
be,
how I would do that unless
there'll have to be some adjusting there. So, but you can still sing the days of the week and the months of the year. So, yeah.
Awesome. So how would you say that being part of the Preschool All-Stars helped you along this journey?
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't have made it had it not been for that. So many questions. Just because I can teach, let me teach. I don't know how many times I've said this is let me teach. But the technical side, that is not my area of expertise. It just so happens that we have Joy and the hub and all the helpers, and but I'm also married to a tech guy
Nice.
who
That's
has his
nice.
own tech business.
Oh, nice.
So,
That really helps.
yes. He's been very patient and he's dried many tears and he's like, well, let's try this. So yeah,
Thank
it's
God
been
for
a,
those supportive husbands who know tech. I wouldn't have made it without mine.
yeah, me either. So no, so many questions that I was able to just go right into the group and ask, and those who have been through it, so much help. I mean, almost immediately. And any questions I had with the hub, which were many, because I just don't think that way. If I send an email, instant, almost instant answer. And it was like, oh, duh. And so it was so much easier. And that was with the old training. That wasn't with the new training that's out. So I can't imagine how much easier
training
it would be
out.
Now.
Okay, good. Because I'm about to start it. And I'm like, I've been putting it off because it's just so daunting in my head. And I know it's not really, because I know everyone keeps saying like, oh, they're so easy. There's all these trainings and step by step. And I've gone through enough of Joy's stuff that I know it's going to be laid out easily and step by step, but still I just got to get myself to do it. So now that there's new training, this is now I really got to do it.
It's so worth it. It really is, because I didn't know how to, I wanted to look professional. You know, it just makes a difference and people take you more seriously and they trust you. I knew that I could do the teaching, but I had to have, for me, I wanted it to look legit. You know, I invested in a good microphone. I dug out my daughter's photography lights that she didn't take with her when she left, you know, so I wanted to have a place to send my parents that they could easily find everything and it was organized and it looked good. So it's totally worth it. You just have to do it. You have to eat that frog.
I know. And I'm excited too, because I am excited to like be able to offer the Spanish lessons and all the stuff that comes with it. I'm like, I know I keep, you know, I know all the stuff. So I know it's awesome. I just got to do it.
It's just making yourself sit down and do it.
So how would you say that your life is different now than it was a year ago?
Oh, I get to sleep. I get to sleep. No, that is the biggest difference. My husband even has commented. He's like, wow, you're so much nicer now that you're sleeping. But it was hard to almost 2 years, 4 and 4:30 and 5 in the morning. Yeah. By the time I was done at 8 or 9 in the morning, I was killed for the rest of the day. And, so yeah, definitely more sleep. I'm happier. I loved those little Chinese kids. They were so precious. And I did learn a lot of the culture, and it helped me see things differently than what you may think in your mind before. They're precious. But
be more confident for this next online step.
I feel like it was all part of a plan to get where I'm at today, and I didn't even know it. I will say this, it is a lot easier when you can actually understand everything that's being said, because I don't speak Chinese. And actually we live in Kentucky. And so some of the students I have are very much from Kentucky. And it's such an extreme opposite that I get to feel. I love it. I feel like I'm back home.
That's awesome. So what would you say to any other ladies who, you know, were where you were at before you took that nice, relaxing beach vacation when you read her book, but who are wondering, you know, what am I going to do? What would you say to them to encourage them on something like this?
You know what? First of all, get the book, because it answers so many questions. And it's really encouraging, to be honest. It made me feel like, oh, I can do this.
I feel like we all think that. We read the book and we're like, oh, wait, this isn't so daunting.
And I didn't expect that, to be honest, because I've bought books before that were advertised, you know, oh, get this free book. And I didn't expect much, but I will be completely honest. She has filled it. Every page was to the point. This is what you do, and this is why, and this is the result. It wasn't selling anything. It was just, you can do this. You know, and so get the book first, but just do it. If this is your love and your passion, we've always tried to teach our kids, do something that you love and that you've, I feel like we've all been given a gift of some kind. And I've always been a teacher of some kind. And I just, oh, it's my passion. I love it with everything in me. Then find a way to do it. You know, I knew that I couldn't have one in my home right now, although I would, I'd love to get a hold of their little faces, but I can't right now. So this is what I can do. This is what I had been preparing for without even knowing it. And it's working amazingly.
That's so exciting. So
give it time. Do what Joy says. And don't try to jump when you first start. I probably shouldn't have started the homeschool class right now, because it is a lot more work, a lot more planning than the preschool is. But see, that's not what Joy told me to do. She said, do preschool.
Yeah.
So when you don't listen to joy, you tend to get yourself into situations.
You're doing it. You're making it work. And are you going to continue the homeschool enrichment and advertise more for that? Or are you, once this is done, you're going to just quit homeschool?
I'm not sure. Honestly, it is take because I am a I really like the planning. I really like the planning. It is taking the majority of my time. And that wasn't the goal of starting the
But once
preschool.
again, if you once you do all the planning, then you can use it, the
That's
next year,
true. That's
whatever.
true. So I have considered after this, school year not doing it again. I would truly miss those girls though. But
And
I
there's
haven't
a big
decided.
market for it. I feel like there's a big market for
I
it.
think there is. I just have to find a way to do it where it's not eating up all my time. I'm gonna have to let go a little bit.
That's what a lot of people are, a lot of the ladies I talk to now after their first year, they say, okay, I said, what was the biggest change from year one to year two? And they said, I actually had to learn how to reel it back. How to, because I did this for, because I wanted time with my family and it took a lot of time to get started. And now I'm realizing like, I don't need to do everything right now. I have so many dreams, there's so many possibilities to what we're doing. You can do homeschool, you can do any grade you want. You can do preschool, you can do high school. We can turn it into whatever we want, which means that we want to turn it into, everything. So reeling it back in and figuring out what works for you, what you want to focus on, and then you can always expand as you go.
And that would be my biggest piece of advice is again, do what Joy says, start with one thing, and then as you get comfortable and get to where you feel like you can do more, then add to it. I did have one mom ask me, "What kind of kindergarten programs do you have?" And I said, "None right now, but if I know that that's an interest, then it might be something I'll do in the future." So,
Yeah, totally. Wow, man, the possibilities are endless. You can do
yes,
whatever you want,
ma'am.
and you got the clientele out there. It's out there, definitely. I mean,
It
you
is.
have people just like coming to you, being like, create this program.
Yeah, it is prime time. If you were ever going to do it, now's the time to do it.
I'm trying. My mom is moving out here in May, and she homeschooled all of us, six kids. The last
Awesome.
three, she homeschooled all the way through, and she teaches classical conversations. I don't know if you know them,
Oh,
but yeah,
man.
she does that, and now she's moving here, and she's thinking about. I'm really trying to convince her to start
I was
her own
going to
thing.
say, she's going to be the next one.
I'm going to show her this episode to convince her.
Oh, listen, if she's taught that, she would be
And everyone
wonderful.
there loves her. She has this like big following in Missouri in the Classical Conversations community. And now she's doing another online school. She just got hired for that. And so I'm like, you can do it yourself. You can create your own thing. You can do it. And she
Well,
does like Latin and logic and all these classes that people don't really offer. I'm like, you're
yeah,
welcome.
that was something I was had learned late in the game with our kids, so I didn't really have time to learn more about it. So if I still had kids at home, I would look into her teaching my kids. So encourage her because that is a need because most typical homeschool moms can't do what she can do, and it's a need. So yeah,
Totally. I'm
good for
hoping.
her.
I think I'm convincing her. I think I've convinced her. I just got. I'm like, I can help you. I can help you set it all up. We just gotta, because she's amazing and she's gonna do great.
That's awesome.
And you kind of reminded me of her because you have the southern, you got the accent. She's from Alabama,
I
not Kentucky, but you're both like sweet, sweet homeschool moms with accents.
Oh, well, thank you. That
Reminded
was
me of her.
precious.
Well, thank you so much, Christy, for talking to me. And I look forward to catching up and finding out where you end up next year.
I would love to. I'm excited.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
If you love today's episode, then you are going to love this. I want to give you a free gift in your hands. This is a copy of my book, Start Your Preschool, and I want to get it to you for free. Yes, I said for free. It is a 300-page book. It'll help you learn the step-by-step process to actually starting your local or your online preschool. Every single step that I walked myself through, as well as the thousands of women who've created their own successful preschools, have gone through the exact steps listed in this book. Not to mention, I also share 20 amazing women's stories. So you can see how not only did it work for me, but it works for amazing women just like you as well. I want to get you this free copy. Just go to freepreschoolbook.com or click the link in the description and we'll get it to you today. Again, just go to freepreschoolbook.com and we'll get it right to you.